And Your Excellency, thank you so much for sharing details about the education policy and the other policies that are being followed by the government of Malawi. And I think you've taken some very commendable steps. I think the readmission policy is one. And of course, the amendments to your constitution that prevent child marriages, in the sense younger girls, the age of 15 to 18, getting married too early. So there are several other very commendable steps that the state party has taken, and I'd like to congratulate you and through you to your government for these very commendable steps. I have just two questions, Your Excellency. You mentioned about the readmission policy, and it was a question also that was asked by Mr. Ashraf Kanhai. I understand that, you know, because of the stringent conditions, something that Mr. Kanhai also mentioned to you, you did undertake a review of this particular policy. And yet, we understand that it has not been fully implemented. So my question was, what were the reasons for making the conditions for such a progressive policy so strict and difficult to implement, and whether it is being implemented, what steps are being taken to ensure its full implementation? That's one. You did read out figures about improvement in dropout rates for girls, but I find from statistics that have been made available to us that the dropout rate of girls in secondary education has in fact increased from 6.4% in 2020 to 9.5% in 2021, notwithstanding several other measures that you have mentioned, and I'm sure they must be working well. But I wanted to know that what steps has the state party taken to address social norms, stigma? You did mention direct financial benefit transfer that have been made. But what other steps has the state party taken to get rid of these stigmas of the financial impediments and systemic barriers that inhibit adolescent mothers from continuing their education? So those would be my two questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Saran. Mr. Konai.